Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always. What are we looking at today?
Well, we had a request to take a closer look at a recent select board meeting.
Oh, cool. Town government stuff.
Yeah, from Westminster, Vermont. They're meeting on October 22nd.
Okay, Westminster, I'm ready. What kind of juicy local drama are we digging into?
Well, you know, it's not exactly a reality TV show.
Right, of course. But still. These local meetings, you never know what you'll find. Like that time with the, what was it? The chicken ordinance debate?
Oh, yeah. Classic. But this Westminster meeting, it's more about the everyday stuff that keeps a town running. Though there are a few things that caught my eye, let me tell you.
All right. I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
Let's start with parking. Always a hot topic.
Seems like it, yeah.
This time it's the North Westminster Community House. They're trying to figure out how to add more parking spaces.
Makes sense. Community centers always need more parking.
But apparently, it's not as easy as just paving a bit more lot. There might be some zoning issues. The engineer working on it even suggested they talk to the zoning administrator before they go any further.
Yeah. Zoning. You don't think about it much, but it can really trip things up, even for seemingly simple projects.
Exactly. It's a good reminder of how much local regulations, even in a small town, impact what can and can't be done.
Absolutely. So what else was on the agenda?
Well, they had some folks from the Brattleboro Development Credit Corporation, the BDCC, there.
BDCC. I know them. They do a lot of work around economic development.
Right. They were talking about their efforts in Westminster, especially since all the flooding this past summer.
Oh, yeah. Southern Vermont got hit pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. But the BDCC is also working on a bigger economic strategy for the whole region.
Interesting. What are they focusing on?
They're trying to attract young professionals to the area.
That's a big one, yeah. A lot of rural areas are struggling to keep young people from moving away.
And they're putting a lot of emphasis on creating welcoming communities.
Welcoming, so like diversity initiatives and things like that.
I think it's broader than that. Making sure the town is a good place for everyone to live and work.
Makes sense. What else?
Oh, and of course, they're helping existing businesses and those looking to start new ones, providing assistance and lending.
Classic economic development stuff. Sounds like they've got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, they do. But they seem to be tackling it head on.
Good for them. It's important to think about the long-term health of these towns. Okay, what else did we have in Westminster?
All right, so this is where it gets a little unique. Have you ever heard of a town within a town?
Like a separate municipality? Not really. What do you mean?
There's this neighborhood in Westminster called Kissel Hill, and they get their water and sewer services from Rockingham, the next town over.
Okay, that happens sometimes. Makes sense if it's closer to infrastructure in the neighboring town.
But here's the thing. Back in 1970, they formed their own fire district. Fire district, hashtag one.
Fire district, but for water and sewer?
Apparently so. It's like they created this mini governing body specifically for those services.
Wow. So for decades, they've been basically managing their own utilities.
It seems that way. But then things sort of fizzled out. Officer terms expired. Nobody stepped up to take over.
Sounds like one of those it seemed like a good idea at the time things.
Right. But now some of the residents want to revive the fire district. And the select board actually just approved their request. They appointed 7 new officers.
So Kissel Hill is back in business, governing its own water and sewer.
Yep. And the town manager is looking into the whole legal structure of it because, well, it's pretty unusual.
Definitely unique. It makes you wonder about the original reasons behind it. Was it a cost thing? Or maybe some kind of disagreement with Westminster over how things were being run?
I know. So many questions. But hey, that's local government for you.
Always something interesting going on. All right, what else is happening in Westminster?
Let's talk trash. Literally. They're getting ready to sign a new contract for trash hauling.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Gotta keep things clean.
Right. They're putting out bids for a new contract that starts in July of next year.
Makes sense to get ahead of that. What kind of system do they have now?
It wasn't really specified in the meeting minutes, but they did talk about recycling, too.
Of course. Everyone's thinking about sustainability these days.
And get this. They're looking into the possibility of composting, too.
Composting? Like, on a town-wide scale?
Well, not exactly in Westminster itself. It sounds like there's a new compost facility being built in Windham County.
Oh, interesting. I'm guessing they're going to partner with them.
That's what it sounded like. The town manager went to a meeting about it, so they're definitely looking into it seriously.
Cool. I mean, it's trash, but cool that they're thinking about innovative ways to deal with it.
Right. It's good to see towns taking that kind of initiative. Okay, last but not least, let's talk about the future.
Ooh, Ooh, sounds exciting. What's on the horizon for Westminster?
Well, every town needs a good plan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like a roadmap for development and growth.
Exactly. But in Westminster, their planning commission is facing a bit of a dilemma.
Oh, what's the problem?
They need to create a new town plan. But apparently, that's not cheap.
I can imagine. It probably involves consultants and studies and all sorts of things.
Yep, we're talking somewhere between $15,000 and $40,000.
Ouch. That's a big chunk of change, especially for a small town.
Right. So for now, they've decided to stick with their current plan, even though it's getting pretty outdated.
Well, I guess sometimes you have to make do with what you have. Did they say anything about when they might tackle the new plan?
No, not specifically. But they did mention that the Planning Commission wants to expand from 5 members to 7.
More hands on deck, maybe.
Probably a good idea. More people to brainstorm and share the workload.
Well, I guess even in a small town like Westminster, there's never a dull moment.
Definitely not. From parking woes to economic development to composting and the future of the town, this select board meeting covered it all.
It's fascinating to see how these seemingly mundane local issues play such a big role in shaping a community.
It really is. And it makes you realize that these kinds of discussions are happening everywhere.
Yep, in towns and cities all across the country, decisions being made that impact people's lives in all sorts of ways.
Exactly. So, to our listeners out there, I have a question for you. What are the hot topics in your community? Are there any local issues that you're passionate about?
And what can you do to get involved and make a difference? It's easy to feel disconnected from local government, but it's more important than ever to engage and make your voice heard.
Well said. And if you happen to be in Westminster, their next select board meeting is on November 12th. Maybe we'll see you there.
Until next time, keep it local.
And keep digging deeper. See y'all soon.